Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Yes, it is the Wendy's Big Show on a Throwback Thursday, presented by Masters Ease. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with the former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson. Leroy Butler will leap into these Holtz Chevrolet studios around 2:30. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer will be here, we're thinking, sometime in the next hour or so. We got a lot to get to with you between now and the end of the Brewers game, when we will join Tim Allen in the Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show. 2-0 after six innings there. Coming up at 3 o'clock, if it's still the big show, not the post-game show, we'll get into that whole GM search, or is it a GM search, for the Milwaukee Bucks, and we'll discuss all the possibilities with our Milwaukee basketball insider, Gary Wolfel, around 4:48, time permitting. Out of the gates, though, we want to know, have you been looking forward to this series? NBA Finals tip-off tonight, Cavs and Warriors, the third in the trilogy between these two teams. And GE, I said at the beginning of the season, and it held true, that because I know the outcome, and when it's a foregone conclusion, it makes kind of the journey there kind of boring. The regular season was kind of boring for me. With the NBA as a whole, the Bucks are exciting because we know that there's a future there, and there was really nothing to lose this season. But as a whole, the NBA as a whole was kind of boring to me this year, because I knew this is what it was coming to. But at the end of the day, this is kind of what I wanted it to come to, because either the two best teams in the league, they provided us two very entertaining series already, and I expect a third very closely matched, very entertaining series between the Cavs and the Warriors. So I've been looking forward to it. It's pretty much the only thing I've been looking forward to as an NBA fan since Kevin Durant signed with the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to it, Rum Dog. I mean, this is why Durant left OKC, and that's why he went to Golden State. And you were hoping LeBron and Kevin Love and them and Kyrie and them stay healthy, because that would have been the only thing that could have derailed it. Although even one of those guys would have got hurt, I think LeBron still could have willed those guys into making it to this point. I think when you look at the NBA, and here's, you know what's strange to me about people with the NBA?
What's strange to you about
they
people
act
with
like
the NBA?
This has never happened. People are weird, man. I mean, you guys are just so, like, you forget. I mean, this ain't just happened in the NBA. Go back and do your homework. I just don't get people who are talking, oh, the NBA, I'm tired of blah, 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 this is so. It's the same NBA for the last 25, 30 years. Nothing's changed.
It's a little bit different.
No, it's not.
It kind of
you
is.
Still have the same dominant team. Well, not the same dominant teams, but you still have dominant teams that will be in an era, and they'll go there, do their thing, and then there'll a couple more come up. You could probably predict the NBA over the last 30 years of who was going to be in the finals. Now, maybe Dallas tripped you up, because I'm not 100% on that, but maybe Dallas tripped you up a little bit. But still, for the most part, over the last 30 years, go look. Look at the championship games over the last 30 years and tell me you didn't know that those teams were not going to be there. You knew the Bulls was going to be there. You knew, well, let's start for that. Let's go back. You knew the Lakers were going to be there with Magic, right?
Well, for a while, it was going to be Lakers and Celtics.
You knew Magic and Bird was going to be there, right, Rumdo?
Yeah.
You knew that. You knew that. How long did that last for? 15 years? People? How long did that last for? 10 years? 15 years? Then after that, well, so in there, though, you had the 76ers. I think they got one, didn't they, in there somewhere? between Bird and Magic. Julius Erving got one.
Do you want me to pull up all the NBA champions?
Yeah, pull up. Okay. Him and Moses Malone, they got one in there somewhere, right? But you saw that coming. If you, because I'm in my 50s, when Philadelphia went and got Moses Malone, you knew that they were going to win one with Julius Erving.
All right, how far back do you want to go? I have them all up in front of me now.
Go back to Lakers.
Lakers and Celtics
and
the
Magic 60s? Was that 81?
Oh, you want to only go to the 80s? Okay.
Because that's all folks remember anyway.
Right.
That's all folks remember anyway.
80, it was Lakers and Sixers. Lakers won. 81, it was Rockets and Celtics. Celtics won. 82, it was Lakers and Sixers. Lakers won. 83, it was Lakers and Sixers. Sixers won. 84, it was Lakers and Celtics. Celtics won. 85, it was Lakers and Celtics. Lakers won. 86, it was Rockets and Celtics. Celtics won. 87, it was Lakers and Celtics. Lakers won. 88, it was Lakers and Pistons. Lakers won.
And then it
89,
flipped.
89, Lakers and Pistons. Pistons won.
Hold on. Yeah, right. So then it flipped to the Pistons.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had a run.
Pistons won two in a row.
Right.
Then you had the Michael Jordan
era. Here comes Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then I think Houston dabbed in there again because Michael retired.
Right.
I don't know what you people are talking about. I just don't get why you guys keep saying, oh, look at the NBA. It's all screwed up now. And we got the same old teams. It's been this way for 30-some years. And if you want to do that, you can go back further than that.
Why are you yelling?
Because I'm just, the NBA's always been what it is. I don't know why people are so sour about the NBA. I mean, not going to jump on you, Rummy, but, you know, like you said, this is what we've been waiting on. Yeah, it's kind of what we've been waiting on.
Did you not know it was going to be these two teams?
No, you're right. I'm not specifically talking about you. I'm talking about these people who are saying that I don't like the NBA, this stuff, what they're doing right now. You can almost predict what can happen. You can predict what we have the last 30 years, people.
I think there are two camps going into the finals.
Last 30 years.
People like you and me who have been looking forward to this.
Yes.
And wanting this, essentially.
Yeah.
And then the people who, for the reasons that you're talking about right now, whether they're right or wrong, yeah, and whether it's their perception or not.
Right.
This sort of dampens their enthusiasm for the NBA.
Golden State and Cleveland again.
Mm-hmm.
The third time. I don't want to see that.
I want to see greatness.
We just did the research.
I want to see greatness.
You've seen this.
I mean, do you want to get into why this is different?
What do you mean why it's different?
Do you want to get into why this is different, or do you want to talk about the question that's on the page? I'm good with either one.
I don't care.
Okay. The reason that this is a little bit different is because of all the movement in free agency and this assembling of super teams.
Robbie.
No, hold on. Let me finish. I let you finish. Let me finish. All the movement in free agency and the assemblance of super teams, where in the past those teams were built sort of organically. And
that's a lie.
For whatever reason, people like it better when it's built
that's
organically. How is it a lie?
That's a lie.
How is it a lie?
Go back and look at them teams. Outside of maybe Magic in them,
mm-hmm,
I can't think of anybody that they brought over. But if you look at that Boston Celtics team, Robert Parrish wasn't an original drafted member of the Boston Celtics. Bill Walton.
Did Robert Parrish already have a Hall of Fame resume when
Bill
he went to the
Walton,
Celtics?
Hold on. Bill Walton wasn't an original member of the Boston Celtics. Dennis Johnson was not drafted by the Boston Celtics. So all this stuff that people talking about, the moving around, blah, blah, blah. When the 76ers won it, I just stated this. When they went and got Moses, that's why they went and got Moses. That's why when they got Moses Malone to win it. They needed somebody else because they kept losing to Boston. Everybody talking about, these super teams, blah, 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 blah. Hell, Michael Jordan then went and got Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman was a misfit.
I don't care what he was.
He's a misfit.
It doesn't matter what he was.
Okay.
If they don't have Dennis Rodman, they don't win.
Well, they might find somebody else.
Whatever.
Right.
If they don't have Dennis Rodman, they don't win.
Okay.
Whether you don't believe that or not, they don't have Dennis Rodman, they don't win.
I didn't say I don't believe that.
So, everybody talking about stupid team. How many times does Charles Barkley move around to try to win a championship?
Twice.
Anybody?
Twice. He went from Philly to Phoenix and then Phoenix to Houston.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But there, I mean, when he went to Phoenix, they didn't have, you know, two Hall of Famers waiting for him.
No, you're right. But hold up, when Scottie Pippen went to Houston, who did they have?
They had Hakeem and Charles.
See, that was supposed to be a super team. Didn't get one.
Right.
But they was building that. But Rob, just saying, people forget.
People complained about that at the time.
But people forget that. They forgot Charles and Scottie and Hakeem and them guys played together. Folks forgot about that. That's why I hate all this stuff about how we think the 80s were so glorified that we've never seen this stuff before. Yes, we have. Now, I am looking forward to the series. Very much so. But go back and look at your history, folks, on the NBA. Yeah, guys stayed with teams a little bit longer than it was more draft heavy. But where the hell did Kareem come from?
Are you asking me that? I mean, I think everybody here in Milwaukee knows where Kareem
just
came
saying.
From. Right. Just sat back in his chair like he proved his point.
I'm so sick of this super team stuff. This stuff has been going on since the NBA. It's been going on since the 80s, if you can remember that far back. Rummy just named up all the teams.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I can't remember the Lakers making that significant move with anybody, though.
What do you mean? Well, they got Kareem.
Yeah, early.
They got Shaq.
There you go. But that was later.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they went and got Shaq.
Right.
From Orlando.
Right. And traded for Kobe, but nobody knew Kobe was going to be Kobe.
Nobody knew Kobe was going to be Kobe, but you knew Shaq was going to be Shaq.
Well, Shaq, yeah, he was a beast already at the time. But Gary, when I was reading those off to you, it was different teams playing in the finals every year. I mean, it was a handful of teams, but it was at least different teams. It wasn't the same two teams every year. You want me to run through it for you again? Lakers-Sixers, Rockets-Celtics, Lakers-Sixers, Lakers-Sixers, Lakers-Celtics, Lakers-Celtics, Rockets-Celtics, Lakers-Celtics, Lakers-Pistons, Lakers-Pistons, Blazers-Pistons, Lakers-Bulls.
It's the same teams,
right? No, but it's at least a handful of teams.
Nah,
it's not just two teams.
Well, then let's just wait. So then what we got to do is wait for 5 years.
And also, there's like a whole army of guys on the other side of the glass. Maybe they could dig this up for me. I don't know if it's ever happened where the two teams playing in the NBA Finals have combined for one loss in the playoffs.
No, it had.
And most of the 12 wins that they have going into the finals were blowouts.
No, it had.
They weren't even close.
It hadn't happened.
Right.
It wouldn't have happened because the Warriors are the first team to sweep
to be undefeated. Yep. Right. So that tells me that the gap between those two teams, who are at the top of the food chain, is bigger than the gaps than we've seen in the past.
So you're talking about gaps. So now we want to talk about gaps. So let's narrow it down. Let's wheel it down a little bit. Let's tighten it up.
I'm giving you all the reasons.
So now let's talk about gaps.
I'm giving you all the reasons.
I don't care about gaps. I'm talking about results. And the results are, it's the same teams every year. Those are the results.
I don't know why we're arguing.
We can dial it down a little bit. We can talk about, oh, these Jokers went through, they went undefeated, and these guys only lost one game, and there's a gap. Okay, fine. I don't disagree with you, Rami.
And in the Jordan era, they were playing a different team in the finals every year.
There could be a gap. There could be a gap, but it's the same teams.
No, it's not. You just
named it out.
I know.
Lakers, Celtics, Lakers, 76ers, same Jokers.
It was the Lakers, the Rockets, the Celtics, the Sixers, and the Pistons.
Same teams.
But that's at least five teams that I just named off to you, Gary.
Well, what I'm saying is the same team.
And then in the Jordan era, they were playing a different team in the finals every year.
Before Golden State went, so we're talking 3 years now. These guys went 3 years in a row, right?
Right.
Before Golden State went from the West,
mm-hmm.
who represented the West?
Spurs, Thunder, Mavericks, Lakers, 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 Spurs, okay. Mavericks, Spurs, Lakers, gotcha. Spurs, Lakers, 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 Spurs.
Got you. There it is. Where the Suns at? Anybody? Anybody hear the Phoenix Suns in there?
They played the Bulls in the finals in 1993.
Okay, one time. Anybody hear? Huh? Any more teams out West that I'm missing other than the Suns? Baby Tops, who am I missing out West? Anybody? Any more teams out West I'm missing? Anybody?
Okay. I'm not sure what you're even asking
right
now.
I was a little lost.
Yeah. That made the finals. Any other teams?
No, I just named them off to you, so I'm not sure what you're asking.
There we go.
Yeah. I'm confused right now.
No. T- teams that didn't make the finals out west.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody except for those teams I just named, dude.
Give me a name. Other than Phoenix, who else?
What do you mean other than Phoenix?
The whole
Western Conference except for those teams I just listed off to you, man. What are you asking?
Three teams, dog.
Four.
We're going to debate. Rami, this is so stupid. We're going to debate about a handful of teams.
Yes. Yes, a handful is better than one.
It's the same.
If I offered you a handful of $100 bills or one, you would take the handful.
I'm gonna take both of them. Tell you that right now.
Now that's keeping it 100.
Straight 100.
Well, yeah, obviously. Okay. But if I said it's either or,
hey, both.
Both with an F.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And how do you both spell Udom?
Huh?
How do you spell both Udom?
Huh?
Both of them.
Both of them.
B-O-F-U-M. Both of them.
I don't even know why we're fighting. I don't know why we're arguing. The question on the table is...
I don't even want to talk about it.
Have you been looking forward to this series?
Yes, but I'm tired of these people talking about...
And you and I both look forward to the series. Yeah, even though we disagree on how entertaining the road to the series was, we both are looking forward to this tip-off at 8 o'clock tonight.
414-799-1250.
Damn, man, this dude came in looking for a fight.
414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Let me get your thoughts on this these series, this series coming up. The whole thing. All the stuff I just spewed out to you. Let's go. You want to take a break?
Let's do it.
Now, I want to take a break. I'm going to come back to Ram and Gil here real quick.
All right. And all the rest of you.
And all the rest of you jokers.
799-1250. We're the Wendy's Big Show. We're in the Holt Chevrolet Studios. I'm not sure why we're fighting, but we'll be right back. It's the Wendy's Big Show on a Throwback Thursday, presented by Master's Ease, with Jimi Hendrix bringing us out of the breaks all afternoon long. I'm Rami McLaugh, along with the former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson. Leroy Butler leaping into the Holt Chevrolet Studios during the break. We're asking you, have you been looking forward to these NBA Finals? Because we all knew this is what it was going to be, Cavs and Warriors. I think that makes it better for some people and worse for others. Gary doesn't understand you people upset with the lack of parity and competitive balance in the NBA. He says it's always been that way. Get in at 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Real quick, before we get to these phone calls, let's go around the horn with our nominees for next week's Throwback Thursday. I was talking about fish yesterday, and it got me in the mood for some fish. Give me fish with a PH on a Throwback Thursday as I try and go for the three-peat. Gary Ellerson, who would you like to hear?
Rumdog, what's that guy named?
I'm sorry, repeat. I didn't have Eric Clapton last week. I just enjoyed it thoroughly. Go ahead.
What's that guy named?
Oh, here we go.
The guy named that black dude.
Black dude, okay.
That
narrows it down.
That he kind of like Jimi Hendrix, but he's alive right
James
now.
James Brown? Oh,
no.
Dead.
Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah, Hendrix.
Yeah. Jimi Hendrix. I like him, too.
Are you talking about Lenny Kravitz?
Yeah.
I don't know. Lenny Kravitz, I got that. Yeah. I have no idea.
Let me go with Lenny Kravitz.
All right.
His daughter's cute.
Did you know he used to go out with Erica Bonet?
Lisa Bonet.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Lisa Bonet from the Cosby Show. And they have a kid together, don't they?
You talking about Erica Bonet?
No, you're talking about Halle Berry's husband.
It's Lisa Bonet, man.
It ain't Erica? Eric.
That's Eric Bonet.
Eric Bonet. Yeah. He put them all together.
Oh, my God.
If 2 minutes of this show ever summed up Gary Ellerson, that was it right there, man.
Now you see why he's in that concussion protocol, right?
And I don't know how you and I deciphered all that and actually made it make sense.
That was pretty quick, too, Ronnie. I was proud of you.
We went from Jimi Hendrix to Lenny, and then I figured out somehow he was talking about Lenny Kravitz, and then reminded him that Erica Bonet is actually Lisa Bonet, and told him who he was actually thinking of was Eric Bonet.
This is all shtick, man. You know that. Come on.
Oh, my God. I'm exhausted.
LeRoy. No, just, why don't you just pass it, okay?
And pass what?
Okay.
Pass what?
Let's go.
Okay, LeRoy, who would you like to hear?
I'm going to go with a little Al Green.
Al Green.
A little Al Green.
All right. And yeah. Baby Tosh.
Give me some Faith Hill.
Faith Hill. So there are your nominees.
Like Faith Hill. I think Faith Hill going on tour.
Fish, Lenny Kravitz, Al Green, Faith Hill. We'll get Sparky's nominee.
Look that up.
When he arrives. Go with one of those or tweet your own at 1057 FM The Fan.
This is not Faith
that's
Evans.
That's Lauryn Hill, man.
And not Faith Evans with Bad Boy.
That's Lauryn Hill.
Oh, my.
And she's going on tour with the comedian Hannibal Buress and Nas.
Yeah, Nas.
Faith Hill is.
Faith
yes.
Hill.
Yes.
Going to be in Milwaukee June 16th.
Wait, Faith Hill's going with who?
No.
Well, Nas and Faith Hill are the musical acts, and Hannibal Buress is doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
It's not Faith Hill, though.
Yeah.
With Nas.
No, it's Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn
Damn
Hill.
It, man. You see what you're doing to me?
That'd be a heck of a contrary.
See, I thought you saw Faith Evans.
I don't think Faith Hill and Nas are shared a lot of fans.
No, I don't think so.
No, probably not.
Well, they should,
I was looking at you kind of side. I'm like, oh, Faith Hill, really?
No, Lauryn Hill.
That's a little confusing.
Yeah.
Lauryn Hill.
I hope she shows up on time.
All right.
Let's go to Ram.
Tweet your artist at 1057FM The Fan. Hashtag big throwback.
Look, Al Green next week.
And you're entered to win a $25 gift certificate to Master
Z's.
Never mind.
You went with Lemmy Kramitz.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ram on the north side. You're
What's
on the
up,
Wendy's
Ram?
Big Show. What's up, Ram? Oh, my bad. Go ahead, Ram.
Roll with you again.
What's up, Ram?
I'm glad you're giving Rami an education on NBA.
Yeah.
Were you not listening with all the teams? Never mind.
No, I'm on. Just listen to you real quick. You know, I was told by a former guy that worked for Philly back some years back. He said championships are won in the front office. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have people in the front office that can pick players, that can play with talent, you're not going to make it to the finals. And you got to know. I mean, you got to know. I mean, some teams, maybe they're just happy to make it in the playoffs. Now, my thing is this. Like I said yesterday, Doc Rivers, he go get two free agents and win a title the same year. I don't hear nobody in the media talking about it. The Lakers have always gotten a free agent center and have ran a run for almost 25 years. No one talks about it. But you got a lot of Golden State haters. I'm a Golden State fan. I love Curry. I was at that Final Eight game when they beat Wisconsin. I ain't gonna say I saw it coming, but I like their style of play, and I like Jerry West. I like what he's done, you know. And I'm looking forward to the series because LeBron pulled some mess last year. A lot of people in the basketball community, true hoopers, they don't talk about it, even though, you know, a lot of people don't say things in the media because they know they can lose their job. But a lot of people are not happy with that Draymond Green thing, truthfully.
Oh, like Game 5?
I heard over the summer last year. You know, a lot of people, and with some of the other things that have happened. So now this is kind of like a revenge series, you know, for Golden State. You know, they was up 3-1 and they went down. And then, you know, it's kind of like, the East was playing. They're like, okay, what they do this week? Then the West playing, what they do? Okay, we got to keep pace. So it's kind of like it's been this build-up, and I think it's been too long. There should have been no whole week. But I think a lot of people, if you look at the streets tonight, the street's going to be empty. There's going to be a lot of people watching basketball. They probably don't even watch basketball. And the last thing is social media has caused a lot of the stir because people have an affinity for a particular player, maybe not the team. But they may just be a LeBron fan. They'll say, I don't care where he go. I like LeBron. I'm part of LeBron. I like Curry, you know. So I think I think, you know, they're trying to get some ratings. They're going to get the ratings. But, I'm excited to see what's going to happen. Should it be a change? Yeah, it should be. But, man, look, if you've been to a high school basketball practice, you see some of the stuff that's happening at the high school level and what's not being taught, you'd be appalled in some cases.
Ram, what you saying, man? I
was enjoying what he was saying.
What did he say, dog?
I was enjoying it.
Did he even touch on what?
Yes, he did. Three times.
The high school.
I said, I'm excited. I'm waiting. I'm excited.
Yeah, he touched on it.
I got my popcorn ready.
Okay, so and what about all these teams, all the same teams all the time? What'd you say, Ram?
He already said he agrees with you on that.
I just think it's just the two best teams. I think if you make it to the
But that's the history of the NBA, though, right, Ram?
Yeah, you just gotta retool.
There it is. Thanks for the phone call, Ram. Yeah.
Okay, now we gotta go get something else to see if we can do it again.
Come on, yeah. Thanks, Ram.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he laid out a thing about Draymond Green getting suspended, so that enabled them to, you know, get to 3-2, then 3-3, then they ultimately won. So, but
But Golden State have no excuses. Yeah. I mean, you add KD to it. Of course, people have been looking for them, looking for, you know, the finals. I think, to me, though, it's kind of a lackluster game tonight based on what LeBron had to go through with the racism thing, the people spray painting his house and stuff like that. Because that's something real to dampen what you really have to go through. Especially his kids coming up to him and asking him, you know, what's this all about? You know, why would somebody spray paint that word? And now you got to put all that aside and play a game. It's difficult for people. But ultimately, I really feel like it's, and we talked about it yesterday, who has the most to gain and whatever. A lot of this has a lot on KD. But for some reason, if LeBron James sweeps Golden State, is how can you come back from that?
What you mean?
What if that was to happen?
What you mean?
If LeBron, if Cleveland swept them.
Okay, and so what that mean?
It'd be phenomenal.
Yeah, but, okay, phenomenal in what way?
I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Okay, why?
Because it would be something no one would predict, first of all.
Well, yeah, nobody would predict that.
And no one think it would happen.
No, nobody would think
it. But in the deep of your mind, you're thinking you got to steal the first game. Then it's possible.
Well, sure, yeah.
So they got to just get, you know, be the aggressor. But I'm looking forward to it. It didn't matter to me. I knew these two teams were going to meet. It didn't matter to me. I want to see it because I want to cut to the chase.
Right.
Just like I don't want to see who wins, who's the contenders, who's the champion, who's going to fight Mike Tyson. That's all I used to think about.
When Chicago and them, when you, I want to see Chicago play Detroit. You saw it coming.
Yes, yes.
You knew it was coming.
Yeah, I didn't.
Well, that was come out of the East, but you knew it was coming.
That was the one team I want him to get over.
You knew they had to get over to her to get there. You saw it coming.
Bad boys.
You knew it was coming.
I want him to beat him.
You knew it was coming.
So this is the rubber match. How would y'all say that in baseball?
A rubber match.
Rubber match.
Yeah.
So in basketball, I think the build-up will still be good, though.
Yeah.
Because if Cleveland wins this first game, oh, boy.
Yeah. Let's go, Ron.
I thought you were doing phones. Didn't you bring up the first phone call?
All right. Man.
Let's go to David on the south side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, David?
You got allergies. Yeah.
Hello, guys. How you doing? I just wanted to say, like I told you, call screener, the next year or so, next year, I'd like to see two different teams that are not expected to be there because I'd like to see Milwaukee hurry up in the future and get there before somebody comes along and gets it in the Giannis's head to leave Milwaukee and be part of a
that could happen
somewhere else.
That could happen, David.
Well, that's why I'm hoping Milwaukee gets good enough to keep
He keeps hanging out with LeBron. He's going to go to LeBron.
We all feel the way you feel.
He'll go to Cleveland. That's where he's going.
Okay, well, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Dave, that's it? That's all you got?
Hey, I hope Golden State blows him out of the water. That's all I got
to
say.
Oh, you want Golden State to win?
Oh, yeah. Well, I want an exciting series, but, you know, hopefully Golden State wins.
Dave, how long have you been listening to us on the radio here?
Oh, probably like 3 years.
Oh,
nice.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, Dave. Spread the word at the shop over there, okay?
Gotcha, man.
All right, thanks,
thank
Dave.
You. What do you think? He's a barber? What do you mean at the shop?
And this may be a discussion for another day.
What?
After this year?
Yeah.
I've had it.
What you mean?
I don't want to see Cavs and Warriors anymore.
Why
I'm
not?
Done with this. For real.
I want to see
I'm done with it. Three is enough. What are you rolling your eyes and moving your head looking out the window for over there? What?
Because you didn't say that with Chicago. You wanted to win 15 straight.
Yeah, man, when it's your team. When it's your team, you want them in the championship every year. That doesn't make sense to you guys?
So why are you pausing?
Because they're not my teams. Neither of these teams is my team. I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't care who wins it.
That just tells you a lot about him.
It tells you I'm a fan of a team, and I want them to be in the I think everybody listening to me right now would agree with that. No matter who you're a fan of, you want them in the championship every year. No? Don't you want the Packers in the Super Bowl every year?
Well, yeah.
Okay, then.
But we don't want them to cancel football.
Or do you,
I'm not saying I'm not going to watch it.
I didn't say that.
Do that crazy. Yeah, you learned your lesson from saying that.
What is wrong with you today, man?
I came just in time.
We came in here, Leroy.
Y'all got along good?
You weren't here at the start of the show.
Yeah, right?
We came in here agreeing.
What?
We came in agreeing, and 90 seconds into the show, Gary was yelling at me and the listeners.
I got to go back and listen to
it. And then the first call, a Ram, came on and agreed with Gary. And Gary, after he did his little monologue, he goes, Ram, what you talking about, man?
And he
started a fight with Ram.
And now he's attacking me because I said I want my team in the championship
because you said, what did you say, I'm done?
I said, I didn't mean I'm done, like I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to watch the NBA Finals no matter what. Then? This year, this is what I wanted.
But you don't
want
to see the game
I don't
next
want
year.
To see Cavs and Warriors again, no.
So, say you see Warriors and Celtics next year.
Uh-huh.
Is that okay?
That'd be fun. That'd be something different.
Okay. So, say you see Cavs and OKC next year. You okay with that?
Cavs and OKC? Yeah,
I'm
sure.
Just throwing a name up.
Yeah.
Okay.
If LeBron's out in it, a lot of people are not going to even watch.
Seriously, what is going on with it? Have you not had your Northern Brewer lately?
No, I had some last
Have you night. Not had your Mule Fuel?
Yeah, I had some last night.
90 proof.
And this is the part where you talk about Northern Brewer. What is wrong with you today, man?
Yeah,
good Lord.
Friends over at Northern Brewer, Rum Dog.
Yeah, man, this is going to be work today.
Yeah,
Thank God Tamal is coming in here. I told you about them people, man.
I told you about Northern Brewer, man, where you can go make your own beer.
Go brewers.
Where you can be your own brewmaster. Hey, Rum Dog, I think your dad, I think you should hook your dad up, man.
With
Father's
what?
Day.
Your dad's married.
Father's Day.
A brewing kit?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
You think your dad would do something like that?
My dad tried to make wine once.
Uh-oh.
And came out as vinegar.
Yeah, see, you know the brewer?
Did he skip a step
Fermentation.
No joke.
You need to go to free classes.
I believe that. That's why I lied. That's why I tried to tell
you. But, hey, we had vinegar for a while, though.
Yeah, you did. You put vinegar on your collard greens. Leroy, you put vinegar on your collard greens?
Just a touch.
Yeah.
Just a touch.
But that's why, see, if you go to Northern Brewer, you wouldn't have had that problem. Because my good friends over there, they would have showed you how to make your own beer. You'd have came to the brewing classes every Saturday that they have, and you'd have known how to do it. So, guys, you're looking for a Father's Day present. I think Northern Brewer would be the perfect Father's Day present for your dad. Show him how to make your own beer. Not only that, when you go over your dad's
that
house,
a perfect
you go rise and freeze rain, you can drink up your dad's
in
beer.
In the freezer rain.
Northern Beer. Huh?
In the refrigerator.
Yeah, Northern Brewer. Huh? Okay, how are you doing in Greenfield Avenue in the refrigerator?
Have you been looking forward to this series?
Yeah.
I think that's the question on the table. 799-1250.
What's wrong with y'all today?
Or you can email us. What's wrong with us? Or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Fair warning.
Hey, Rom.
Whether you agree with them or not, Gary's probably going to yell at you.
Breaking news.
Uh-huh.
Christian Michael's got a job.
With who?
The Indianapolis Colts.
Can you tell me after the break?
He just told you. Yeah, he just told you.
All right.
That's interesting.
Let's go to a break.
There's more sports news right now with Baby Tosh and the Sports Flash.
Baby Tosh.
Including the latest from Citi Field between the Brewers and the Mets. We're the Wendy's Big Show. We'll be right back in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. Throwback Thursday, presented by Master Z's here on the Wendy's Big Show with Jimi Hendrix bringing us out of the breaks. Let us know who you'd like to hear next week. Nominees, Fish, Lenny Kravitz, Al Green, Faith Hill. Go with one of those or your own. Tweet your artist at 1057FMTheFan with the hashtag BigThrowback, and you're entered to win a $25 gift certificate to Master Z's. Right now we're asking you, have you been looking forward to these NBA Finals? 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057FMTheFan. .com. Let's go to the south side. Get in, Mike. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Mike?
What up?
What up? What up with you?
This is what I was saying. What in the hell else would you want for a championship? You got two immovable objects meeting head to head. What else as a fan do you want? People say you want variety. So what? You want to see a different color on the jersey? You like turquoise? You want to see some mauve flying around out there? Some taupe?
Mauve, taupe.
It's the
like
two
that.
Best teams from the East and the West going head to head. What else do you want to see?
Mm-hmm. Well, we agree at this point. This is what I want to see right now, but doesn't it get old at some point?
I'll tell you what. It probably would get old, But I have, I mean, see, I'm 35, so I haven't had the opportunity to see someone go head-to-head 10 out of 11 years, 10 out of 12 years, 8 out of 10 years. Jordan, maybe, was the closest. But even then, their opponents were flip-flopping. So I'll tell you what, a storyline, a plot, only builds anticipation. It builds the game. The deeper the plot, the deeper the storyline. To me, the better the game. The more you're invested. The more you know about it. The more you can talk about it. The more you can relate to what's going on. And, you know, there's subplots to the main plot. I mean, it's just, I think we're far from getting old seeing these two teams go together. And I tell you, if they're the two best teams, I don't know how. I don't get how it gets old.
There you go, Mike.
Thanks for the call. Thanks, I appreciate it. Call, Mike. Got a tweet here. What's from tweet obviously fake Ted Thompson.
Fake?
Yes. Yeah. It says there wouldn't be a Rocky Five if Rockies 1 through 4 were Rocky fighting Apollo Creed.
Hey, close it down.
What do you mean?
Shut it down right
it's
there.
It's true.
Yeah, shut it down.
It's true.
That's true.
And that's right. All I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
From an entertainment standpoint, right. It gets old after a while, yeah. Seeing the same two guys go at it.
I didn't think Rocky Five was old.
That's his point.
Yeah, I didn't think that it was.
Because they changed it up. That's his point, Gary.
It was still Rocky.
But it wasn't Rocky against the same dude every time.
But it was the same thing.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, my God. You know you're just talking nonsense now. Let's go to Lamont. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Lamont?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, why your folks name you Lamont? You're the only joke I really know in his name, Lamont.
What about Lamont on Sanford and Son?
That's what I'm trying to ask him.
Oh. Yeah, it's kind of got something to do with that.
You think so? Your mom and dad never did that? Who did that? Your mom or your daddy?
I think it was more of my dad.
Your
dad?
Oh, yeah, because he used to call you Big Dummy. Come here, Lamont. Your name Lamont, boy. What's up, boss?
Hey, guys.
Yeah, what's up, Lamont?
How you guys doing?
Man, we doing straight good.
You know what? I don't mind. I don't mind going to say Cleveland. I think that's what everybody wants to see. And I don't even mind knowing that's what it's going to be. My problem is the road leading to the finals. I don't want to wait to June to see competitive basketball. I mean, you could get sweeps in the first round, but second round, the semis and in the conference finals, I don't want to see sweeps, man. I want to see game sixes, game sevens. None of this sweeping all the way through.
Right.
That's what's boring to me.
Right, Lamont. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
But you
that's
you,
all I got.
That's it, Lamont.
But you when I pointed that out, you said it was stupid.
It's kind of where you said it, Rami.
The delivery.
Yeah, it's all about delivery, but Rami.
I pointed out the gap between the Cavs and the Warriors in the rest of the finals as illustrated.
And I said to you.
Through just one win.
And I said to
one
you.
One loss
yeah,
between
I
the
get
two
it.
Teams.
I said, I get it. I said uh-huh. it to you.
But then he said, oh, no, you want to talk about gaps.
But yeah,
now
you were trying to, you were trying to minimize it with gaps. Yeah, yeah, you want to talk about gaps.
Yeah.
It's still the same two teams, the same 4-3-4 teams last time. It don't matter. You're trying to minimize it with the gaps. I get it. You're right. I didn't disagree with you. I still don't.
You're hurting my brain today, man. You really are. You're hurting my brain.
What? Do I need to go buy you some jewelry or something?
That would help.
What kind you like?
I get another watch would be cool. I don't really do much besides watches when it comes to jewelry.
You still got you one on there?
I'm not wearing it today, but yeah. I still got it.
G-Shock.
G-Shock. Yes, sir.
I got over the jewelry.
I love that watch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thought so much of Rami that Rami's G-Shock watch is better than one that I have.
This is true. You didn't know that when you got it for me, but it's
right.
True.
Had yeah. I known that, I would have kept that one.
That just defeats the purpose.
Right? Rami's G-Shock watch, actually, you don't have to set it. It changed the times itself. So, like, you know, daylight saving times, or what's the other one that we have? Daylight. You know?
They're both daylight savings time.
They're both. Yes. It ain't natural daylight saving or just daylight savings?
Daylight savings time, man. Whether we're moving it forward or back, it's called daylight savings time.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was two names for it.
I don't think so. If I'm wrong, I'm sure somebody will correct me. I'm at Rami is tweeting.
Whether it's daylight saving times or whether it's daylight saving time, Rami watch saves or change the time.
It sure does.
And where did he get it from, you may ask?
Where did I get it from, Gary?
The Jewelry Center. My good friend Dean Murray. located on 76 and Lake Layton Plaza, new location, Brookfield off of Lumar Road, Tri-City National Bank building right there on the second floor. And Dean is there to help facilitate your jewelry needs. Watch, ring, bracelet, you name it, they got it. I'm just saying to you people right now, if you're looking for a piece of jewelry, go check Dean Murray out. And it's a nice family store. Walk in and ask for Dean Murray and tell Dean the guys from the Big Show sent you and he'll take care of you.
Let a quick break on the other side. Can you feel bad for a guy who's damn near a billionaire? It's the Wendy's Big Show. We're in the Holt Chevrolet Studios. We'll be right back.
All right, you see the red light of my pen right here?
No.
Are you looking at it?
No.
Okay. Can you go ahead and touch the red light with one of your fingers? All right, perfect. So we know what we're following, right? All right, I want you to follow the red light with your eyes and your eyes only, okay? I want you to keep your head still, okay? Do you understand? All right, I don't want you to move your head, okay? I want you to keep your head still, your arms out by your side, and your feet together, okay? Following the red light with your eyes and your eyes only, okay? Do you understand the instructions as I read them to you? Can you verbalize your answer, please?
Follow the line.
Okay. All right, I need you to follow the light. All right, you're not even looking at the light.
Follow the light.
You're not even moving. All right, you gotta follow with your eyes and your eyes only, okay?
He can't follow the light. He can't. He's trying. He can't follow the light. It's the Wendy's Big Show. It's a Throwback Thursday presented by Master's Ease. Jimi Hendrix bringing us out of the breaks.
That's appropriate.
What do you mean? Why? Why? I don't understand. I haven't understood you the entire first hour of the show. Why should anything change now?
Yeah, that came good off Tiger.
Well, he's not going anywhere now.
No.
Let us know who you'd like to hear next week. Tweet your artist at 1057 FM
The
Fan.
So I can be free. All right. Hey, that guy might shoot my old lady. I'm in the run of Mexico way.
You're in a completely different part of the song, man. Let us know who you'd like to hear next week. Tweet your artist at 1057 FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Throwback. You're entered to win a $25 gift certificate to Master Z's. Yeah. That was the DUI arrest video of Tiger Woods.
Sad, Ron.
Are you worried about Tiger? Are you sad for Tiger? 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Why does Tim Allen have a microphone over there? Is he trying to get in on the Big Show? Oh, they're just recording something. We'll join Tim Allen in the Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show as soon as that game goes final, which isn't too far away. 2-1 right now. Top of the ninth inning. Brewers lead. And we'll have the postgame show for you as soon as that's over. And Steve Stricker, Wisconsin native, he had some quotes yesterday saying he's worried about Tiger and thinks he needs to get some help. Gee, is this just a guy who mixed up his meds and got behind the wheel, or do you think he needs some help?
Listen, Rum Dog, you never know. Cry for help. Feels like that's what that was to me. And if you watch that video, I don't know if anybody's seen it. If you've seen the video, I'm certain you can call
in. I'm sure
a
lot of people have seen it.
You can call in, too. But video is everywhere. I was sad. And did you see the guy? Did you see his car? I mean, he don't know where he was, what he did. He told the folks he was coming from Orange County.
You understood that? I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Because it had subtitles there. So
oh, really? The one I watched in that.
Yeah,
subtitles.
Orange County, he said he was coming from. Orange County. Orange County's in California, bro. He was in Florida. Unless he drove all the way there, no one knows.
Well, he could have flew in and then took a private jet and drove on the private jet.
Could have. Could have, but no one knows. Because no one knows where he was before they found him. Straight found him on the highway with the car running. Right signal light on.
Asleep.
Sleep. I'm done right here. This is it, dog. As far as I can go.
I'll be honest with you.
Scared. I mean, if you watch that video is straight scary.
It is. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes some funny stuff comes out of those police surveillance videos in a DUI. You know what I mean? Like Tony La Russa trying to do the alphabet.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah, hilarious.
This was just sad.
Yeah, hilarious.
This was just sad,
it was sad
and scary.
Wasn't it? Wasn't it?
That's all it was.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
I don't know how you can see it any other way. It was all that, Rum. You're right. It was sad and scary. And what you don't know if he was really trying to kill himself. I doubt that he was if he got behind the wheel.
Yeah, I don't know why he'd pull over.
Right. Well, no, he just stopped.
Parked
that was
the car.
It. Without, no, he didn't even park the car, Rum.
Well, it was in park. It wasn't moving.
Just stop. Right, yeah. This is it. That's how far I can go. Straight craziness, man. And I just feel bad for him. Feel sorry for him. See, this where, you know, he used to hang out with Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley. I don't think he hang out with any of them guys no more. And this is where you need your guy friends like that. Although they may have gotten him in trouble, he may have tried to be like them, but still, at the end of the day, you need your guys. You need your boys. You got to be able to hang around with them.
I wasn't there at the time.
Yeah.
But one could say that being around those guys is part of the reason he doesn't have a family right now.
Listen, Leroy done been a lot of places with me, okay? And everybody know I drink a little whiskey air out of air now and then. Leroy ain't had nan sip. So just because, you know, you're with guys and other guys do certain things, don't mean that you have to do them.
That's right.
You still have your own beliefs and what you believe. You be your man. You be that man. And if that got Tiger in trouble, then Tiger need to change his life around. That's fine. But those guys are still his friends. You just can't drop them like that. Because at the end of the day, when something go down, them jokers right there are going to be the one that come and save you. They're going to be the one to be with you. They're going to want to offer, give you that advice that you need. And I think Tiger's missing that in his life.
Leroy?
Well, I just think that...
Looks like you were in deep thought there, man.
Yeah, because I think, and that's the reason why I wanted to start my recovery center, because I think a lot of people don't know how opioid abuse is like number one, killing a lot of people, thousands of people. If you take it into sports and you think about a guy who's always in pain and you think about a guy, not to mention, didn't the Full Letter Network allegedly try to Photoshop his picture to make it fit or something?
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, they tried
make
to
make it fit in what?
They tried to Photoshop his picture for whatever reason, and they got busted. So when it was called out,
yesterday.
So when they got called out on it, they said, "Oh, the wrong reason why we altered it a little bit for his head to fit in his profile thing to upload it or whatever." I don't know if they was having
why
fun.
Why would
with
they
it.
Do
just,
that? Wrong.
Just silly stuff.
You found it.
I just want people to know that when you, because I didn't watch the video when I saw that, when it came on television, when I saw Tiger talking to the policeman, I didn't want to watch that. Because I would think the policeman enough, at this point, it's just theater. You know he can't, I just take him down. I mean, do your due diligence. If you want to make a guy A, B, C, 1, 2, 3, all that. I mean, at this point, it's just getting silly. I mean, get him down to the station and get him taken care of. But to be out there for that long doing that is just a spectacle to me. But back to the ultimate price of getting some help, I think the most important thing is you have to admit that you have a problem. If you don't admit that, you ain't never getting no help. You can forget about it. And it ain't somebody that thinks that, well, I've never been through this, he's never been through it. No, it's not about that. It's about helping somebody who needs help. But it would ultimately take him to say, I need some help. But remember, guys, we've seen this movie before. After he got into it with his wife or whatever, he went into rehab for whatever reason. But we said it was for addiction, for the adult version. But actually, when you get to these treatment centers, they treat you for everything. You just come out a new man. Remember they had a picture like Bigfoot. Somebody saw him jump the gate and saw him walking through. It was like an image and said, was that Tiger leaving the facility? It was just really weird. If you go all the way back then, the pictures of him leaving and going into the facility, and everybody felt bad for him. But now it just seemed like to me,
when he was getting treatment for his sex addiction.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that,
quote unquote sex addiction.
Yeah. And remember they had pictures. It's almost like, did you see Bigfoot or the Yeti or something? Is that him? I don't know. But getting help, again, it has to be that you need help. And then at that point, everybody should give you room to get that help. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give him room to do that.
I got to the bottom of this Photoshop thing with ESPN. Yeah. They actually cleaned it up. They made him look better.
They shouldn't have did that.
In the picture that they put up. I'm reading an article here from the Business Insider. Yeah. It looks like there was no, because a lot of people were accusing ESPN of protecting Tiger Woods because he's a popular athlete that they have a relationship with. It's just sloppy work. Anybody who knows.
What do you mean sloppy work?
Well, if you've ever used Photoshop, have you ever used Photoshop on a computer?
No.
Well, when you want to take an image and move it over, because they want to put it in their own background. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So when they put it up on the TV, it's
formatted.
It's uniform with the rest of what ESPN does.
Right.
You take your mouse and you sort of outline what you want to crop, what you want to pull out, and put into another picture. And, you know, his hair was kind of messed up and sticking out on the top. So when you outline it, it's kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to include the hair and put it up against your own background because you can see the color of the background that he's standing against.
Yeah.
If you had cropped the whole picture and put it on their background,
you know what I mean? His picture you could put him in Lambeau Field if you want. You can put him anywhere you want. Photoshop. I just think that it just kind of loses focus on why you're doing it. Just leave it alone. Just show it as is.
So you guys,
mugshot is going to try to be great.
And this is all speculation.
Yeah.
You guys both think that he might have a problem? Because not everybody who gets pulled over, you know, for driving under the influence of medication necessarily did that on purpose. You know, sometimes medications have an effect that you didn't foresee or you didn't know what happened or
it can be
a mixture
reaction.
Of medication. This could just be a mistake. But you guys both think that there's something deeper going on here?
Yeah, I think when you're mixing those kind of medications together, there could be something deeper going on.
I think, if I had to, not a doctor, I like to play some at night. I like to play a doctor at night, though. Da-dun-dun. You didn't get that?
What's that?
You play doctor at night? Never mind.
I was reading it. Sorry.
I would think it would be depression. Depression would be you can obviously see him red on Sunday, green jacket, dominating people. Now you feel like you've come back to the pack. You've lost your wife. You lost millions of dollars to sponsors. And I got to try to get it all back at a faster pace instead of slowing down and just retire. That would have been the best thing for him to do, just retire. A young man, like most athletes, NFL, you retire. You're 33 years old. You got the rest of your life to do whatever you want. But some guys get depressed because you're not that ultimate figure anymore. You have to deal with it. I would say it would be depression. If your back hurts, you take something for your back. If your head hurts, you take something for your head. If your sinuses act up, you take something for sinuses. If you take something for your migraine, you take all of that. The next thing you know, it's all within an hour or two. Next thing you know, you hit something. Hopefully it wasn't a dog or animal. And then you're parked and you sleep.
Hopefully it wasn't somebody else's car.
I just hope no one's got hurt. And that's what the investigation would show, because they can tell you what you hit, when it was, and everything. Right.
That's kind of what I'm waiting for, because you saw the damage to the car.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for that other shoe to drop and them to tell us how that damage occurred. You know what I mean?
I really hope they don't give him probation. Just most judges try to, especially if you've never been arrested before. Listen, there's no probation or nothing like that. You get him some help.
Get probation.
Check back in with me in like a month or so. See if you're back on track. No harm, no foul. They'll find him or something. But I wouldn't see messing a lot guy life up if he's never been in trouble before. He made a mistake. But that's up to some district attorney to pick it up.
Right. And we'll see. I'm sure there'll be further developments.
I wish they let him come to my facility for free. It'd be great.
You just want the publicity of Tiger Woods.
Of course I do. I'm going to go down there and play cards with him, try to work on my swing and everything.
We'll hit a quick break on the other side.
You see that Rolodex on you?
If all goes right and Corey Knebel keeps doing Corey Knebel things, Tim Allen will be joining us, and it'll be the Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show.
Go Brewers.
Meeting the Wendy's Big Show. Baby Tausch has all the details from Citi Field, and we'll be right back in the Holtz Chevrolet studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.